KPIX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Speaker Mike Johnson getting pushback in his attempt at dividing up foreign aid into four separate bills. ABC's Rachel Scott's on Capitol Hill.
The Speaker has made it clear he plans to take that $95 billion package into four separate measures in the House, but that is now prompting calls for him to be ousted. Congressman Thomas Massey joining Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Johnson knows that he's faced with a razor-thin majority, so if just one more Republican joins that effort, he could be ousted as Speaker, plunging the House into chaos.
Seven members of the jury deciding on the criminal hush money case against Donald Trump have now been seated. The rest expected to be chosen tomorrow or Friday. Opening statements could begin as early as Monday. The UN is asking for nearly $3 billion in aid to provide food to nearly 3 million Palestinians. The head of the UN Humanitarian Office says 6 months into the war in Gaza, Palestinians are not only hungry, they're also facing sanitation, water, and health problems as well. This is ABC News. The first report from the Maui Wildfire Department is now out after that deadly series of fires last August.
Maui firefighters would have been helped by having more fire trucks and water tenders last August, according to a new report produced by the Western Fire Chiefs Association and unveiled on Maui. The report makes 17 recommendations, including creating a statewide mutual aid program. Maui Fire Chief Brad Ventura.
While I'm incredibly proud of our department's response, I believe we can always continue to improve our efforts.
It comes one day before Hawaii's Attorney General releases an investigation into the fire response. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An illegal fight over a movie trailer is finally over. Two men sued after renting the movie yesterday because they saw actress Ana de Armas in the trailer. They claimed false advertising since she was removed from the final cut of that movie. Now, a judge initially agreed with them, but the two men ended up owing the studio over $100,000 in legal fees. They've now settled. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. If you're living with diabetes and on Medicare, the Inflation Reduction Act caps your out-of-pocket insulin costs at $35 a month. But for many other Americans, the cost of insulin is still expensive.
Only three companies are able to control basically the global supply of insulin. And in the United States, that means that there are unaffordable costs.
Catherine Poe is a policy researcher. Wisconsin is not one of the 25 states that cap insulin copays. Two scenic highways in Wisconsin are now part of the state's Rustic Roads program. The first stretch covers almost 10 miles near the American Birkebeiner Trail in northwest Wisconsin. The other new route crosses Honey Creek near East Troy and passes what was once a one-room schoolhouse. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose again at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Padres 6-3. The crew got off to a bad start. Starting pitcher Wade Miley hit in the knee with a line drive by Manny Machado, top of the first inning on Bally Sports.
Ground ball off of Miley. Bowers picks it up. He'll tag out Machado. But now your concern is Wade Miley.
That's the absolute last thing the Brewers need to see. Ball hit hard, got him right on the leg.
108 off the bat.
Miley stayed in the game through three innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
How about that? You know what I mean? Stick in there after getting drilled. It's not fractured, which is good, but it's going to be good and sore.
It's the first series loss of the season for the Brewers. NBA, the Bucks getting ready for the Pacers on Sunday. Damian Lillard, unable to practice yesterday after playing in Orlando.
We want him to be as close to 100% as possible, if you can be that at this point.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy and windy with scattered showers and isolated thundershowers today. Our high 63 this afternoon. The wind south to west, 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, 44. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers with a high near 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Sure, what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market? This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways, is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions.
Or their family and friends.
And staff.
You know, none of that gets you off any hooks. Just want you to know that, Peterson.
It does. It's, no. We've run it by the legal department. It's all legal.
Well,
good morning.
I was going to include us on there one of these days.
One of these days. No,
our opinions don't really matter for much.
Hey, it's the John and Gordy Show, live from Short Stack Eatery, downtown Madison, 301 West Johnson Street, broadcasting live with myself, John Peterson, and Catherine Lake.
What a lovely introduction.
Good morning. Good morning to one and all. It's raining, but it looks like the rain's moving out. Getting out of here.
It is.
Rained all night long, off and on.
What a show last night.
Wow, yeah, light show.
I live in a high rise for the first time in my life, just for this year, and it was an incredible show outside.
I've been in one.
And the clouds kind of engulfed my building. I thought, oh, is the lightning coming with it? Should I not be on the porch? Was I being an idiot for being on the porch watching it come live?
Yes, maybe. You are.
I felt a little stupid.
You should not have been out there.
It would be a really bad way to go, but kind of amusing for you guys.
Yeah, sure.
Well, we could talk about it.
Did you watch the light show last night?
No, I didn't. I listened to it. We had nothing on in the house. Just listened to the storm.
The thunder.
It's great.
Did you
it's
hear it
stuff.
Come over your house and go from left to
right?
Yeah, right.
Stereo.
Amazing stuff.
Dolby Atmos.
Dolby Atmos for the storm.
It was good. But today, just kind of cloudy and 60 degrees all day.
Oh,
maybe
really?
Well, we might get a scattered shower here and there.
Okay.
Actually, the temperature went up.
Yeah.
Like a couple
three or
degrees.
Four degrees.
Yeah.
I should have walked. I drove. Yeah. Just 3 minutes. I didn't want wet sneakers all day.
So Wisconsin.
Might get some rain tomorrow again. It's not quite done.
Great
weather Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
We're looking at the radar, and the clouds are moving north. You know, Peach Wop is going to have to deal with it later on.
Okay. Hand it off.
He can have it.
And I mean, you look up into the sky, and there are a whole hell of a lot of clouds up there, and they look ominous.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're watching them disappear on radar, but what do we have out here? What is this? What's happening
Gordy,
here?
Gordy, explain what do you mean? You're the weather guy.
Why do we have these threatening clouds above us?
Still,
as while I mentioned, the radar has said it's moved beyond.
Well,
us.
The radar doesn't show you the cloud cover. The radar shows you the rain.
Oh.
So there can still be threatening clouds rolling through that don't show up on radar because they never show up on
radar.
They're
not really threatening, is what you're telling us?
No, I'm saying we still could be in for some scattered showers, maybe even a thunderstorm this morning.
Where are the hand gestures? We need the hand gestures. There are people on Facebook who want
Well, where's my green screen? I got to stand in front of a green screen in order for the hand gestures to work. to go into hand gesture mode.
We've got a whole bunch of hand gestures here on the show.
Yes, we do. Our secret signals to each other.
He's going to have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Careful now.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah, what do you got, man?
Oh, that's right. That's where we are.
You know, it's Pancake Day. We're here at Short Stack Eatery. We invite you to stop by, say hello, and check out what they have here. Check out the pancakes. Vicki McKenna may stop by. You know, we don't know. We keep inviting her. John Erpenbach, another one. We keep talking about him.
He'll stop by.
Oh, he'll be here one of these days. John Erpen. All these John people. Doug Moe, Janann Yasri. All these people that say they're going to show up. They're just lying in bed laughing at you right now. They are.
Old friends. Have abandoned you in time.
Yeah, that's right.
As soon as one of them shows up, I'm out, by the way. I'm done.
What do you mean?
My last. I can't take the hours anymore. I can't take the hours. I ate steak last night, and I didn't sleep. Well, red meat is gone, and so is the show.
So technically, Catherine,
so is the show.
It's just a little giddy this morning. You know, she hasn't had enough sleep.
None.
Apparently,
so she could say anything.
Could happen.
Yeah, anything. Yeah.
Watch out.
We'll try to
careful.
Watch my language.
Yeah.
Okay. Get the beep sound ready.
I have become a potty mouth in my old age. My brother and sister and I, who are 10 and 7 years older than me, by the way. Yes, I was a surprise. We have become potty mouths. We just F-bomb each other all the time.
Why do you think
we're together?
Is?
I think because my dad and mom never did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Until they hit their
70s.
It's a little bit of the rebellious, like, well, they're gone now, and we're just going to just swear at each other. It's very funny when it's the three of us, but if anybody were around, they'd be like, well, those people don't like each other.
It's kind of funny. That's how I think of the Megas. That their parents have passed away, and now they're rebelling, and they can do anything they want. They don't have their parents to set them straight.
Oh, my God. Everything's about MAGA for you. How did you get there?
No, really. Seriously. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
The silent generation doesn't say anything, and so they're just having their way with the world.
One thing I do know. Look, I'm just going to say this.
Okay.
It's just a hypothesis. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think Governor Evers swears a heck of a lot, too.
He does?
I truly, believe it. Well, he has said hell and damn and things like that in just comments to the press.
Oh.
I can imagine what he says behind the scenes.
Right, when
the mic's
turned
off. Well, Biden has also got a mouth on him. With microphones open.
Irish.
Yeah.
I thought Irish. You just slammed the Irish for being swearers? Really?
Well, yeah, they're drinkers and swearers.
Oh, my God. You can't are you Irish? You better be Irish.
Part Irish.
A little bit.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
I am. Then you can't say
you
that.
Damn it.
You can say, damn it.
Can I say that?
Pass
sure,
the beer.
Sure, you can say that. I think as we get a little bit up there in years, I think you feel free, like, you know, why not?
Who's going to say something?
I'm going to... Right. Voice my opinions. I don't care anymore what anybody thinks.
Silver hair.
Yes.
Silver tongue. Just, you know.
Silver tongue devil.
Devil. Yes.
Okay.
The old Kris Kristofferson song.
It is?
Oh. Why don't you sing a few bars?
No.
No? Okay.
I got to say, I always wanted to be like Kris Kristofferson.
Really?
You're choosing Kris
Incredible
Kristofferson.
Songwriter.
Oh, unbelievable songwriter.
Great voice. Yeah. And his lifestyle was really something I wanted to emulate.
Nobody under 50 knows who you're talking about, right?
Oh, come on.
Under
no,
40.
Kris Kristofferson, big time.
If you are under 40, tell me you know who Kris Kristofferson is.
He stepped into a bar to take the chilly wind off his guitar.
Yeah.
You know, I carried my guitar around with me.
He was a janitor at the recording studio.
Yeah.
You know, and would, after everybody left, he would sit down and play some guitar. And then they discovered him, and he wrote some great songs.
Doesn't happen like that anymore.
No.
Well, except for Bieber, who did it on the internet.
Bieber? Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
You're talking about Justin Bieber now
he
with
started
us.
Wait a minute.
Seriously?
Kris Kristofferson is Justin Bieber?
That's
somebody
a hard
just
turn.
Oh,
somebody,
that's a hard turn.
There's a generation gap right there. I can see it.
Hey, let's get to the National Day calendar. Why don't we? We can't dance and it's too wet to plow. National Banana Day.
Yes.
Is it or is it not? Or is it National Crawfish Day? Think about it. Is it National Cheese Ball Day?
It's not is National it? Cheese
He's
Ball
going
Day.
For his notes. Look out. He's going for his notes.
Oh, this is the fake
Look
one
for the
is coming up.
The handwritten one.
Is it National Ellis Island Family Day?
Don't try and hide it. We can still see it.
Is it National Haiku Poetry Day? Is it National Journalism Day? Which one of those days does not belong?
Haiku Poetry Day.
Oh, we would have been warned about that.
Is that your guess?
I would have written one for
yes.
us.
That's your guess.
Yes, that's my guess.
Well, actually, you're wrong, because it is National Haiku Poetry
Day.
Well,
you better come up with a haiku for us now, Gordy.
We'll see about that. What do you have a guess there, Catherine Lake?
It's not Banana Day.
It is Banana Day.
Banana Day?
Banana Day. Banana Day. It is Banana Day. No, the day that it is not is National Journalism Day.
Oh, you made that up,
that was
up,
a
huh?
made-up
well,
one.
Really
okay. Yeah,
tricky.
I've been thinking a lot about journalism ever since we all saw that movie, the Civil War. Yeah. It's just, it haunts me, that movie.
Me too.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. Are you going to have your official movie review coming out on that soon?
Yep, I was
John
putting
Peterson?
It together last night.
Yeah?
Okay. You know who wants to hear
we'll
you about
it, we'll
that?
We'll get it together.
Todd Alba.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to talk to you about
he
it.
He does, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he has not yet seen a movie.
Oh,
that
it'd
is
be great
called
if he did see it.
Civil War, yeah, that we're talking about.
Well, I think everybody in political talk should see it.
I think so, too. It will haunt them as it has haunted us.
Yes. And it will make us all wonder about what's really going on the right at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Back to National Banana Day.
Wow.
It's the third Wednesday.
That's more important than civil unrest.
Look, we've got the material.
The
I'm going to use it.
Sam
stayed up all night long working on this stuff.
Oh, yeah. All right. He's got a couple of songs for us. Let's
yeah,
get
he's
to
got a banana
them, right?
song. I'm sure right. he does.
Well,
the banana
know.
Boat song? Is that it?
Oh, that
Hey-o.
Would be it. That would be the one.
Tell him what to do.
On the third Wednesday in April, take a bite of the fruit that also makes an excellent prop for jokes on National Banana Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They own that, huh?
The
Banana Council owns the jokes.
Sure, they do.
They're like, right, just go ahead, make jokes about our fruit being slippery.
Didn't we have this day already?
No. This low-fat, low-calorie.
Absolutely not, John. Absolutely. No. This is the first time.
Come on. Why don't you pay attention and keep some notes?
But here's the thing. Didn't I, and this wasn't on the air, but we were talking about the banana.
It was probably
songs.
Banana splits. It
songs.
Was probably banana split day.
Oh.
And then I mentioned that
day.
I regret,
Good
forever
Lord.
Regret, dressing up as a banana at a Halloween party.
That sounds familiar. You're
you
not
did,
crazy.
You did or you didn't?
I did.
Tell him he's
I
not crazy.
I regret having done that.
I would, too.
Just
why did you do that?
The suggestion of a banana. I'm just embarrassed to even think that happened.
Wow.
It
okay.
did. Own it. Living.
Yeah. Yeah, you must be upset because your voice went really high there for a second. This low-fat, low-calorie snack offers a boost of fiber, potassium, and vitamins with B6 and vitamin C leading the way.
Wow, nice.
We salute the banana
wow,
today.
Do
Everybody
stand
salute,
up
your
salute,
salute your bananas. Salute your bananas. Okay, people. Catherine's not talking now.
I'm wow. done. I'm done.
Shut her up.
Oh, boy. What an image that creates.
Okay.
There are children in the car. Children
okay.
in the car.
I
got
to tell you, Cole, my oldest son,
yeah?
just loves bananas.
Does he?
Yeah.
I have to always have just tons of bananas there. He's like two or three of them.
Mm-hmm. A day.
At a time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. And brownies.
He won't eat the ends. I don't understand that. It just drives me crazy.
He leaves a
yeah,
nub?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The top and bottom nub.
That's bizarre.
Okay.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
No, that's bizarre. That's wrong, Cole. Knock it off.
Okay. You asked, so I'm telling you. It's National Haiku Poetry Day.
I'm glad
we only
you
have
moved
a
on from the
few
bananas.
Seconds to this.
Okay.
Haiku poetry is a form of Japanese poetry that's non-rhyming and usually consists of three lines with a syllable pattern of 575.
575. I couldn't remember
there
the
There you go.
Yeah. So let's hear it, Gordy. Let's give a
Well, unfortunately,
impromptu.
We're out of time for this segment.
Okay.
But we'll be coming back with more from
Haikus.
Short Stack Eatery, downtown Madison, Wisconsin, with John and Gordy and Catherine Lake.
Give me a pen. I'm going to write one.
Here, have a pen.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hello, amigo. I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way, and when they're flecked yes, with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad.
No, you can put them in a pie.
Yeah, you can put them in a salad.
Really?
Any way okay. you want to eat them.
Well, okay.
All right, Sam.
Okay.
Seriously.
In the old days, they used to put bananas, all kinds of fruit in Jell-O.
Oh, yes.
In fact, there's nothing better than bananas in
Ooh.
Cherry Jell-O.
Isn't that
yeah.
a isn't there a name for that? Is that ambrosia?
I'm not
Very
sure.
Midwestern little thing.
No, I don't
thing.
Know.
I don't know about ambrosia.
I have a haiku.
The problem here, oh, you do?
I'm sorry.
The problem
haiku
here
day.
Is
Finish
that in Wisconsin, we had Jell-O salads.
Sure.
And
yes.
They were the worst thing
worst.
You could ever see on the table.
Awful.
Right.
Lettuce,
it ruins
vegetables
the gelatin.
In Jell-O?
Ew.
Oh, man.
Vegetables?
Yeah, I just
you
hate it.
You grew up wrong.
Okay, let's
That's
get awful. To whatever we're
going
to get
we
to.
We got the
please.
National Haiku Poetry Day
oh, yeah,
going
so,
on,
well,
and
well,
Catherine
yeah.
has, you know, just in the last minute or so, composed a
wow.
haiku
Literally
for us.
In the last 2 minutes.
It will have a pattern, a syllable pattern of 575 in the three lines. Let's count them.
Sean's hiding his face. Why?
Go ahead,
John
Kathy.
And Gordy show.
If you can do John, this
at why? The Short Stack Eatery.
Yes.
Come get some pancakes.
That's it?
That's it.
Simple but effective.
Come on!
The haiku.
So
nice,
we have to kind
nice
of just
job,
take
Catherine.
Your word for it because I'm not sitting or counting them.
I counted it as she was reading it.
John and Gordy show.
Yeah, that's
at
it.
The Short Stack Eatery.
Eatery.
Or iteration. Come get some pancakes.
There you go.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
That's the message.
Sounds pretty good.
Sam, do we have
Glad
anything in the history books we worth mentioning this morning? Do you have something standing by
Can you
there?
Crack open a history book
a
and blow some of that dust off?
That's
we cracking still open the book.
Yeah, that sounded like a door opening in a haunted house or something.
It when does. You're going to get the it book, does, yes. Okay.
Yeah. Ah, yes. Well, let's see. We're in baseball season now, so here's some baseball history. 1951, Mickey Mantle begins his MLB career.
Ah, the Mick.
Nice.
Number 7 for the Yankees.
They called him the Mick?
Mickey Mantle.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah,
he was in a lot of sitcoms
one of the
in
greats.
The 50s and 60s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh. Yeah.
Actor
guest appearance too. On, I think, Leave It to Beaver could have been.
He Calling was him an actor was probably strong. That was not exactly what it was. It was an appearance by a baseball player, right? He played himself.
Yes.
Yes.
Or did he act?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
A cameo
All
appearance,
the
yeah.
He was
yeah.
a party animal.
What did I say? Did
Mickey
I say
Mantle.
Something completely
You said
opposite?
He was on the show. Oh, look at the boys in black.
Hey. Catherine.
Oh, sorry.
Catherine.
Squirrel.
Get her.
The boys
in black. We've lost Catherine.
There's
I think
oh
she's
God,
running out.
They're so cute.
You want to go out and say hello,
Those are great
Catherine?
Shorts,
right? Can I?
Black shorts, black t-shirts, and black socks,
yeah, yeah.
and
you like
and
them,
sneakers too.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
they
sneakers.
Were all in black. The men in black. They were more like boys in black, but we'll
okay.
take it. We'll take it.
All right.
Sorry.
Isn't that a Beatles song?
Do you want to go
boys
out there and chase them, Catherine?
Are you trying to get rid of me?
No. Sam, do you have anything else in the history book?
Yeah,
there?
We got a couple more things.
All right.
See if you guys remember this one. 1961, the Bay of Pigs invasion.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Yes.
Very
that
tense
a,
moment.
That was a debacle.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
yeah.
actually remember
Thank you,
that?
CIA.
You were in your early teens
yeah.
during that, right?
Oh, gosh. No, I was younger than that.
Even younger.
1961.
But you remember
I
your
been,
parents dealing
I would have been
with
8 years old. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I remember a very tense time around the TV set watching
during that.
Walter Cronkite.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Yeah, next.
It did not go well for the U.S. Let's say the CIA and, it
was a big 1964, the mess. Ford Mustang debuts.
Now, that was something.
Great car.
That was great.
Where's your car? Your car is supposed to be out here.
It is.
It's right there.
It's right. It's in front of Gordy's car. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the sad part is we could have kind of switched them around.
We talked about switching the vehicles around.
Oh, wait. More boys. What's the that's the Army guys. It's the Army guys. And
shiny
it's women,
object.
Too. Okay. Oh, there's women, too.
Are
it's
they
the
really?
Army. Yes. Must be ROTC, yeah?
Probably. Yeah.
Oh, go, guys. Go. All of you.
Well, okay. I'm sure they're listening.
One more thing in history.
Kind of all over the map here, but the Ford Mustang was a big deal.
Jeez Louise.
Bring it in a little bit.
Any fans of Game of Thrones here?
No.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, really? I haven't either.
I enjoyed it. It was too brutal.
Yeah, I know that everyone... It's a big deal. Game of Thrones
A lot of
debuted,
people hated it by the end. Yeah,
that's true.
What?
Game of Thrones debuted today in 2011.
Oh, okay.
That's not history.
What? Sure.
Okay.
1800s, 1900s. Come on, give us something.
All right.
The bad thing about Game of Thrones, I wanted to give it a chance. Yeah. I wanted to watch it. But the thing is, we couldn't find the first episode of Game of Thrones. So we didn't want to just jump in anywhere.
Right.
And they just made it unavailable. No way to find it. So we never got into it.
Huh. Yeah, no, I missed the opening, too. That's their fault. It's not your fault. Oh, the coffee's coming out, boys.
Oh, thank God.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
What?
Nothing. Just nothing.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Just go
on.
Don't
do what? Don't do what, Catherine? Don't do... Oh, there he is.
I just made a fresh pot of coffee.
See?
Anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
You're trying to make me hate this gig. More Army guys.
You want coffee?
You want coffee?
And women.
Why don't we flag them down and get them in here?
Oh, we should. They're bouncing at the corner. They can't keep running. But the only woman who's the only person who's still jogging is the woman. Look at her. She's like, I'm not stopping. I will jog until I can go.
She's performing.
She's dancing.
Yes.
Oh, they look so good. Doing. They're so young, idealistic.
Mm-hmm.
Gen Zs, right?
In college, obviously Gen Z. Sure, those are Gen Zs.
Oh, boy.
Sam, you got one more history fact there, one that we've been following all week.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh, yes. 1970, a great relief to quite a few people. Apollo 13 returned safely to Earth.
Yes, Apollo 13, the one that was fated to not.
I love that
movie. Yeah, it was a great movie. Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Okay. So well done. So and they didn't wave to us, I know.
so it wasn't a real event. It was just a movie.
No.
It
was a real event.
Well, you guys were alive for it. Why don't you tell us how you felt about it watching that happen?
It was 1970.
Yeah, you 1970. Were very alive for that.
It was tense for a few days.
Coming down now.
They're coming back.
They're coming back just because they heard you talking about
ROTC.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you got?
You know.
What time is it?
It's time.
I'm tired. I didn't sleep.
Oh, I know what it's time.
Oh, you know.
You know what it's
time. You know. I don't think we have time.
We don't have time.
At the moment.
Yeah.
You better not.
But coming up.
What is coming up?
We have the Mean Farmer.
Oh,
yeah. One of your favorites, Kathy.
You know.
John and Gordy Show
you know.
At the Short Stack Eatery.
You can't hear.
Come get some pancakes.
Yes. You want to read the haiku?
I did it.
Oh, is that it again? Yes. Okay, see, I just missed it.
Yep.
There you okay. Go.
And then, plus, we'll get into Trump's little Gettysburg address.
He knows a lot about
history. Oh, does he know a lot?
Yeah, no,
lot?
Almost nobody.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
Yeah, nobody knows history like Donald Trump. Okay. And we invite you to stop by the Short Stack Eatery, 301 West Johnson Street, where Johnson meets State Street. We're here with Catherine Lake, John and Gordy Show. We're here till 8 a.m., so stop by and say hi.
With the ROTC.
Okay. All right. We're coming back with the Mean Farmer. Oh, you know we are.
Where are you going?
You know it. You know it.
listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Right now, it doesn't look like any weather-related issues to slow down spring planting. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. That's the conclusion that John Heinberg has made so far. He's a broker analyst with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Given the weather that moved across the upper Midwest yesterday, it brought along with it some much-needed moisture in certain areas.
Well, now we got a pretty good weather system coming through this week, so we'll have to see how that plays out. A lot of rain on the radar. We're hitting areas that really need it. Western Iowa, moving into north central Iowa, into southern Minnesota. So it's actually going to make things probably in pretty good shape there, as long as they don't get too much, you know, in terms of slowing things down. But with modern technology, planting delays, really, if the market moves on them, turns into selling opportunities, because with our technology, we can get a lot of stuff in the ground in a big hurry. So, you know, and after this system pulls through, what temperature is supposed to warm back up. It's going to stay a little more active weather-wise in terms of some moisture, but I think we got a window here now. Producers are going to put the foot down and get going in terms of getting this crop put in.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. It is that kind of optimism about what's happening with spring planting that's got our numbers leaning a little lower this morning. I'll have your update next.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau helps our organization advocate for agriculture by putting us at the table with the right individuals. I've heard a lot of times that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu when it comes to ag policy. We need people to help us make the right connections, get in front of the right people and policymakers that are affecting decisions that impact agriculture.
WFBF.com.
You should look them up.
A voice for farmers.
A vision for agriculture.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained 3¾ cents to 161. 40-pound block cheese on Tuesday was up 4¼, 161. Double A butter, 2 cents higher at 294 a pound. This morning in Chicago, December corn is down a penny, 466. November soybeans currently down 3 at 1155. July wheat, that's unchanged, 564. Currently, Class 3 milk that goes into cheese for May, down 4 at 1727. The June Class 3 milk down 3, 1762, 100 weight. So just a quick snapshot on the market so far for a Wednesday morning. Remember, more news anytime you need it. Pop on over to MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Alba Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy and windy with scattered showers and isolated thundershowers today. Our high 63 this afternoon. The wind south to west 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, 44. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers with a high near 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Protoplasm. Remember, when searching for a substance from which to form the living tissues of their bodies, more people choose protoplasm than any other genetic material. Protoplasm is durable, weather-resistant, comes in a variety of colors, and has been used by hundreds of satisfied families just like yours for generations. Protoplasm, when you want to show them what you're made out of.
Wow. There you go.
It's good stuff. Yeah. I use it all the time.
Is it good stuff? Yeah. Is it good stuff? Or is it good stuff? It's stuff, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good.
It is.
And it's stuff.
It's stuff.
It's a rainy day, but some of the rain's moving out here at the Short Stack Eatery, 301 West Johnson, where we broadcast every Wednesday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. John Gordy, Catherine Lake. And, you know, on a day like this, this is when the fishermen come out, you know, the on a rainy day. It's good fishing.
Yeah.
Really?
It's good fishing weather. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You didn't know that? Why is that?
You know,
I don't know. Fish are relaxed.
They like thunderstorms.
From the
sound of the water splash.
They're not expecting to see, any hooks going by, worms on them. I don't know.
The fish are relaxed.
Yeah.
You know what's rare? We've got blue skies up there now.
Wow. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Good.
It's crazy. And that's because we are here at Short Stack.
Yes.
And it's just a beautiful day here.
It is. And the mean farmer has something to say about things.
Oh, yeah.
No,
he does.
Jeez, I set it all up for you. You know,
let's check it out.
Let's see what the mean farmer has to say.
Yeah, about
this
fishing,
morning,
huh?
About fishing,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that
the whole thing?
This is the mean farmer. And this week on the Mean Farmer Show, gone fishing instead of just wishing. And Virgil Ward, Babe Winkleman, they won't go fishing with me. No. They know what it happened. They know. I show them how Red Devil works. Yeah. Well, I don't fish for fish anyway. I want fish to drain the pond. They just lie there flopping, gills gasping. Where's the sport in that? Just pick them up. No, when I fish, I prairie dog fish. You sit out on the back porch, put some stink bait on a hook. I love that stink bait. Just smear it on the ice box. Go to a public place. Stink bait. Anyway, you just put it on a hook and you cast it out into the yard and those little vermin will sniff on it and then suck it right up inside them, and they feel that hook. They panic. They start to run. Little prairie dog legs bumping away. Heads off to one side with that line sort of pulling it off, and I just give them all the line they want. Whirr, whirr. Then when they're hitting top speed, you put the brake on and snap that rod back. Turns them inside out.
That's not funny.
Yeah, I make dandy little mucklucks, super warm mittens.
Did you listen to these first?
But let them dry in the sun first, of course, because it's intense if you don't. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, grain elevators. Oh, you know what's going to happen.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Okay.
There it is. Fishing.
The fishing mean farmer.
So not funny.
All right.
So not funny.
So,
That wasn't the one I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be the dynamite.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
I must have a bunch of them.
You're going to knock your copy right off the
table.
Well,
we'll just keep trying. We'll get just relax. Trying to play the good ones.
Guess who's calling
in? The bad ones.
What's that?
Somebody who's mad at us, I'm sure.
No, not somebody who's mad at us. Jorge's here to tell us who won the Short Stack gift card contest for this week.
Why isn't he here? He should be down here.
He lost his keys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So. Good morning, Jorge. Good morning.
Good morning.
Does he have headphones? Oh, go ahead. Yes.
We're having our time hearing you.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, no. I'm on the phone. Hopefully.
No, that's good. Try it.
No, okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jorge. We can hear you.
We have, like you said, like I mentioned before, we have the student survey going, and we've had more responses And today's winner is a sophomore from UW. Uh-oh, I don't know if you can hear my dog, but... sophomore from UW, AJ Danker. So, AJ, we will be contacting him with the information on how to pick up his card, his gift card for...
The short stack.
You know, short stack eatery. Yep.
All right.
So
thanks, Jorge.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for...
Go on your bike ride now.
Okay, Jorge. Thanks, we'll talk to you later.
We appreciate you. All right, bye-bye.
Okay.
So what he's talking about is a survey done with the students, right, on campus?
That's right. Yep.
There's there's a QR code that they can find on the signage that's all over the State Street that Sam put up.
Yes. And there are a few questions that they answer and then turn in the survey or just send it in with their name. And then we draw one of those every week and they get a $25 gift certificate.
$25?
I believe so.
I could use that.
From Short Stack Eatery.
All right.
So there you go. All right.
Little something, a little gift for Sam who's listening right now. We mentioned yesterday that he was going to bring his VW Bug down to Short Stack.
It's here.
It out
you can't miss
on the
it.
Street, and it's here.
It's here. Actually,
and a guy riding his bike drove by. He, by the way, had camo on and a big backpack. I'm wondering what's in that backpack at this point.
Know.
But as he drove by, he was looking right at that VW Bug and admiring the hell out of it.
It draws your eye. What year is that Bug, Sam? Because it looks different than most Bugs. It's smaller. It's so cute.
It's a 74.
Yep. It's in great shape, too.
Oh, no.
It's
Why
really...
are you laughing? Wow. It's adorable.
It is adorable.
And the inside looks amazing. Gordy said there's no interior or something like that yesterday, and I looked inside. It looks good.
No, it doesn't.
Come on. No seatbelts.
It doesn't have any... It doesn't have the
seatbelts. It's a, it's
does?
A little
okay,
bit safe. It's a little bit safe.
It's a little bit safe.
It has lap belts only, right? Lap belts, you can
I think
just
that
go.
Was in the ad.
Yeah.
It's a little bit safe. It's easily accessible. There's, you can look at the engine and check it out. We checked it out yesterday or the day before.
Yeah. Well, anybody could go up to the car, just start going into the car, lifting up the hood.
No,
just
don't invite this.
Don't give anyone
up.
Any ideas.
Seriously.
You don't have anything
We're
in there.
We're watching it, Sam. We've got our eye on it.
Gordy's
watching.
Yeah.
One of the fun things about that car, and I mentioned it to Sam yesterday, was the flat windshield.
Right.
Oh.
It's not curved.
Yes,
it's flat.
It's not curved.
Well, I bet it wipes better than our windshields. I bet those wipers
Well, I bet it's easier to scrape off the ice.
Yes.
Right.
But at the same time, it's not very aerodynamic.
No, you hit a lot of bugs.
that's
true.
But it stays nice and warm during the wintertime, I'll bet, right, Sam? Because the engine is the heater, correct?
Yeah, that's nice and
if everything,
nice
if everything is working correct, then it can be a little warm.
Oh, no AC. No AC.
Everybody knows there really is no warmth in a VW Bug.
It's a spring and fall car, is what it really is, because you don't want it to bring it down to the into the winter.
Right,
right.
No, we do not. All right. Well, let's get into the Gettysburg.
What you've got? Yes. Something
story
to talk
that
about?
Trump passed along a little while back, and everybody has been talking about it. I have my own little story on that. So let's get to Trump talking about Gettysburg. He was
we love it when Trump gets into history.
He knows. Oh, he loves history.
Educate me.
He knows a lot about history.
He's got a lot of books on history. So let's check it out. Let's listen to Trump's version of Gettysburg.
Gettysburg, what an unbelievable battle that was. The Battle of Gettysburg, what an unbelievable... I mean, it was so much and so interesting and so vicious and horrible and so beautiful in so many different ways.
Beautiful.
It represented such a big portion of the success of this country. Gettysburg, wow. I go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, to look and to watch. And the statement of Robert E. Lee, who's no longer in favor. Did you ever notice that? No longer in favor. Never fight uphill, me boys. Never fight uphill. They were fighting uphill. He said, wow. That was a big mistake. He lost his great general, and they were fighting. Never fight uphill, me boys, but it was too late.
So,
it was beautiful and horrible.
Quite the story.
But mostly beautiful.
So we sent this cut to Ann's brother, my wife's brother.
Yeah.
And he's a reenactor.
Oh, he does it?
Civil War reenactment.
Oh, my gosh.
And he knows everything about the Civil War. Immediately responded, and he says, never fight uphill, me boys. Did Robert E. Lee suddenly turn Irish? He never said that. It's a military maxim that you take and defend the high ground. Mm. At the start of the battle, Lee told his general Ewell to take Culp's Hill if practical. He didn't. The general that Trump briefly mentioned mm-hmm. was Stonewall Jackson, who was killed 2 months earlier. So he wasn't.
He mixed it up.
Yeah, he mixed it up. And he wouldn't have taken the hill, which completely would have changed the outcome of the Civil War, basically. Mm. So anyway, this is the response there. But, you know, Stephen Colbert had a response to this as well. You know, he called up. Let's play this cut here.
All right.
What a stirring orator. I look forward to Ken Burns' updated documentary.
There we go.
My dearest Martha, wow. Today we fought at Gettysburg. It was so much and so interesting and so vicious and so beautiful in so many ways. But all worth it to protect every person, woman, man, camera, and future TV. For as it says in the Declaration of Independence, all men are endowed with certain rights that are inalienable. Forget it, I'm dead.
There you go. Wow. Fantastic stuff. You can see him just adding that to a Civil War documentary.
Have you ever been to Gettysburg?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Been there a couple of times.
Have you?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, what? I mean, unbelievable place to go.
Have you talked to the statues on the sidewalks out there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You take pictures with the statues.
You can talk to the statues?
And you can talk to them.
Is it just you two?
You can talk to the statue, I suppose, if that's your thing. I don't know why you would do that, but... When I took the young family there, you could take an audio tour. So you had, CD or a cassette, I think it was back then. Oh. And you listened to that while you drove around some of the sacred ground there. And it would explain these statues and what they were all about.
Absolutely.
And who they were honoring. But looking at the photographs that they have there, because that was the first war that was documented after it was over, first battle. So there's a famous photographer, and his name escapes me, but they took all these pictures, right? And the bodies are there, you know, all the and difference. The photographs are displayed there, and you can look at the land and you can see where this happened. And it's just it's really a moving experience.
Among the bloodiest battles,
it is.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And anyway,
we went there as a family, and we did a little ghost hunting.
That's right. It's a lot of ghost stuff there.
Yeah. We got a hotel right next to the cemetery, overlooking the cemetery.
Right.
And we did a little ghost hunting. We found nothing.
Okay. Just checking. So,
just to let you know.
How is that story going to end? Yeah.
No communications whatsoever, sadly. Disappointed my younger son, but, you know, it all worked out.
All worked out. Yes, yes, yes. So,
anyway, it's an amazing story. But the way... I don't know. Trump just makes it all feel warm and fuzzy.
He does. Good
old
days.
It was a good thing.
It's a good thing, a bad thing.
It was beautiful. It was horrible. Beautiful. Yeah.
So
vicious.
He doesn't have the same feeling. I wonder if he's seen the movie Civil War. Mm. That's basically about him. It's in the theaters now.
The new movie with Kirsten Dunst.
The new movie. A very scary movie. It's my vision of the future. And that's why it freaked me out.
It left me absolutely fridged for 24 to 36 hours.
I'm still thinking about it. I hear all these cuts, I hear all these megas talking about all of this and how they're going to change the country if Trump becomes president. It just freaks me out because, I mean, it just leads us right into the movie Civil War.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Which starts right in the middle of the war.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, it's John and Gordy and Catherine Lake at Shortstack Eatery. Come on by and say hi. We'll be here for another hour or so till 8 a.m. Coming up, Tennessee Republicans are going down the chemtrail rabbit hole with a new law. Wait till you hear this.
What?
Yeah. Wow.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Make Music Madison chapter is one of the oldest in the U.S. The free music event happens on the summer solstice, June 21st. And in 2023, the Madison chapter also set a record for the most musicians and shows, 700. Here's Make Music Madison director, Mary Rose Ekberg.
We had the largest, the most number of events, the most number of performances of any chapter in the United States. So we'll see if we can top that this year.
Registration is open now, and you can take part by playing or hosting a show or simply supporting those who do. But there's a deadline, too.
June 1st is the deadline for registration officially.
Learn more and sign up at the website makemusicmadison.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio. WMDX 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. The Olympics are on the line right now, ready to sue us. Can we play that on our question?
Is it an Olympic year this year? It should be, right?
No.
All right, look.
Got some strange messages on our screen here.
Yeah, I don't know.
And we're back.
I don't know. Okay, we're back.
All right.
Where were we? We were
the
talking
Olympians.
About...
The where, Olympians.
Did we talk already about the shorts?
No, we didn't finish.
All right.
So, would you please, with the music?
Sam.
Who's in charge? Anybody?
There we go.
The
all
Olympians.
Right. All right, Catherine, you have the floor.
Gabby...
and the walls and the ceiling this. And the table.
Gabby Thomas, who is one of the fastest women sprinters in the world, said that it's not a big deal... that she would prefer to wear as little as she can to run okay. fast, right?
Right.
That would make sense.
So, yeah. So, they don't have a problem with it, as far as we're finding out, the Olympiads. But my question for you is, why do the men have to wear such long shorts? Is it because you're going to be having problems if you're not contained? Is that... Because you idiots with all your parts on the outside, I can't help you. We have to shave a little higher, perhaps, for this, but... But I'm
yes, you do.
Just wondering.
Well, it is.
Would you wear the women's uniform and run? for us?
No.
Oh,
no.
God, no.
Oh, God, no.
Uh-uh. There's not enough
We don't have
space.
Hips for that.
You don't have the hips for that.
We don't have hips. Men don't have hips.
You know, you gotta protect your boys. And,
it is the same thing across the universe with swimwear as well. Women's swimwear is much more revealing than the men's.
The jogging shorts don't have to be that long, but that's typically the length of those shorts.
Yes.
Athletic shorts. So
you guys are looking so confused by this even discussion.
But, you know, it can be very revealing as well,
I
mean, even though the women's suits are cut very high on the hip.
Yeah. I think they like it that
the
way.
The men have these very tight shorts and very revealing, embarrassing to some, you know.
Do you wear bike shorts, John, when you
never
bike? Never.
Never.
No. That's all I got.
There's a, you know, you have to protect things down there, and you have to find a place for everything.
Yeah, those parts are on
place
the
for
outside,
everything.
Right? Is that how you describe
everything in its place?
All the parts are on the outside.
All the parts are on the outside,
ridiculous.
As you mentioned.
Ridiculous apparatus.
I guess it's kind of hard to explain.
Yes,
without getting into too much detail.
Well, and the fact of the matter is, they can wear whatever they want. The women don't have to wear the women's version. They could wear the men's if they wanted to. Yeah,
is that right?
Is that true?
Yes. They can wear whatever they want.
The can the men wear anything they want?
Yeah, I would like to see you in that. I really would.
Would you?
Both of you.
Okay.
Running up State Street.
Wow.
We'll model it.
Join the ROTC in your big purple outfits.
Okay.
With your parts all
You mean the women's version? You want us to wear the women's version?
Yes.
Really?
I would pay for that.
That is not going to work out.
Okay. Well,
Street clear.
So work on that.
So where do those external parts go then if we're supposed to wear that?
That's your problem.
Well, you brought this up. Okay.
Just saying. We're better designed.
All right.
In every way. And by the way, talking about the Civil War and all wars, I'm so irritated. You men,
why?
With your wars,
you're men.
We should be over this by now.
Yeah.
We should be over this. In Israel, everywhere, we should be over the war business. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we should be.
It makes me angry.
Well, there should be more women leaders and more. Yes, I don't disagree with that.
2016 would have been a good opportunity for that.
Yes, yes.
Or Geraldine Ferraro, for that matter.
There you go.
Just saying.
Yeah. Geraldine Ferraro, the first vice president candidate with Walter Mondale.
Thank you. You are a star.
Just putting things in there.
Very nice.
I'm done stopping down the show.
Just trying to get some context going here. Okay.
What do you
John?
Want?
Okay, what over to you.
We could talk about the chemtrails if you wanted to.
I brought it up. Is there a problem with chemtrails now? This has been a thing for a long time.
This is
got a couple of minutes here. So
down in Tennessee, we're always watching Tennessee because they're crazy down there. This is a perfect example of what happens when the megas have total control of a state.
Yes, they do.
So the Tennessee Republicans just enacted a new law to combat chemtrails.
Those trails you see up in the sky.
Boy, we just
after jets go by.
No,
those are chemtrails.
Oh, I should know that because my dad was a flipping pilot. How did I not know that?
For I don't know, a couple of decades, people have been
it's
theorizing
part of a right-wing mega conspiracy theory
that these chemtrails have special chemicals in that are controlling everything.
But drifting down onto us.
Their theory is that Biden is sending airplanes across the planet to control the weather and poison Americans.
There you go.
Oh my
okay.
Yeah, this has been going on for a while.
They can't possibly be.
No, they actually believe
this.
That.
Yes. Yeah, they believe this.
And this fits it fits into my narrative. And the idea is that the megas, if they are in control of anything, will follow these ridiculous theories, these rabbit holes, if they govern. This is how they will govern. They won't really solve our real problems. They'll be doing this kind of stuff.
John and Gordy with Catherine Lake live from Short Stack Eatery, 301 West Johnson, for another hour coming up. Oh, boy, the Supreme Court has got a whole lot going on.
They actually do.
Donald Trump. Wait till you hear this.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Elf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Elf for the big game. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyElfLounge.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Seven jurors have been chosen in the trial that will focus on alleged hush money paid to porn star Stormy